Well, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 13. I just want to share with you about the importance and the greatness of love. So 1 Corinthians 13 should be on the screen there as well. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that could move mountains, but didn't love others, I'd be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable and keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. And then down to the end of the chapter, it says three things will last forever: faith, hope, love. And the greatest of these is love. So this morning I want to talk about love. The greatness of love. How that love is the highest goal, the superior quality, the most important virtue for all of us as Christians. That love is above all else, and as Christians, we are called to love. It's interesting that the greatest commandments in Scripture involve the word love. Mark 12:30-31, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And the second is equally important, love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these, the commandment of love. Love is something that's very important for us as Christians. Loving God, but also loving one another. And I believe that God wants to remind us today of this truth and this obligation that we are to love one another. And after all, the Bible tells us that this is the very quality that should testify to the world that we really are Christians, that they might see us by our love. John 13:35 says, your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Now those are quite powerful words when you think of it, that as people would look to us as Christians, they should see such an impact of love in our lives that they would immediately identify us and say, that person is a Christian, because they can see the love of God flowing through them. So obviously as Christians, we really need to be paying attention to this quality of love in our lives. Is our love consistent with what the Bible says is love? You know, I purposely read those other verses, that love is kind, love is patient, and all those kinds of other beautiful words that describe love, because that's really the definition of what love should be. And I think it's important that we examine ourselves from time to time and to look in that very area to see is, how is my love? How is the love that I am showing? Because, you know, things creep in and things happen in our lives. You know, we get offended and somebody says this or somebody says that. And, you know, we can kind of all of a sudden stop loving when God says, sorry, that's not an option. You're going to never stop loving people. And so this morning, I believe that just God wants to remind us of the greatness of love and why we continually need to love one another. And so I just kind of went through this love chapter here and looked at some of the verses here, because what better scripture to refer to when you want to talk about love than the love chapter. And so there are a few things there that I saw as you start reading those first few verses. And one of the first things is that love is greater than the greatest language skills. It says in verse 13:1, it says, if I could speak all languages of earth and angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Now that's pretty descriptive of, you know, that, you know, knowing multiple languages is quite impressive. And I know in this church we have a lot of bilingual people. They can speak at least two languages. I think we have some people up to five or six languages. But this is talking about that you would know all the languages of the world. That would be thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of languages that a person would know. Like, if you even heard of a person like that, you'd be so impressed. I remember Bill Kapitanyuk, when he was up here sharing it, he was talking about being in the Russian square, and he began to preach, and he started doing all these Slavic languages, and I think he did about six or seven, right, Peter? As he declared the testimony about Jesus Christ. And I say, man, that's impressive. But it goes on here and says, not only to know all the languages of the world, but also of heaven. Like, amazing. That would just be a mind-boggling thing. But God is saying, but if you do not love others, if you do not have love in your life, then you're like a clanging cymbal, a noisy gong. That's not a very nice thing to think of. Like, we're all impressed, man, that someone could speak all these languages. And God said, that doesn't impress me at all. Not at all. Matter of fact, it's an annoyance to me, if they don't have love. Love is so, so important. Love is greater than even our greatest language skills. You know, in our nation of Canada, we have so many, as well, different languages. I was thinking of all of our First Nations. I come from the Maritimes. You had the Mi'kmaq back there, and we were up in the north, and we had the Dene and the Dogrib, and then we're up into the Inuit. And then we have our Cree here, and we have lots of First Nations across our nation with so many different languages. And just having that, like, what a blessing that would be if you could speak in every First Nation language. Like, how awesome would that be? But yet God says, if you don't have love, it's nothing. It's nothing. You have nothing if you don't have love. Love is so important to God. And God continues to remind us as his people that love needs to be important to us. Above all else, above all those things that would impress you, God's looking for love. Number two that I saw, that the greatness of love is shown by, as love is greater than the greatest gifts. 1 Corinthians 13:2, it says, if I had the gift of prophecy, if we could speak those words of future, if we could speak what God is thinking, what God knows, and what God knows about our future, if we could speak those things all the time, how wonderful that would be. And that is one of the gifts of the Spirit. There's nine gifts of the Spirit. And prophecy is just one of them, that we could speak the future, that we could reveal the plan of God, that we could communicate what God is wanting to say to an individual. It certainly is beneficial, it's uplifting, it's encouraging. And often when people have that gift, we look at those people that, well, man, you know, they're spiritual, they're good, man, they must be close to the Lord. But again, what does God say? He says, if you don't have love, if you're not loving others, then that spiritual gift is nothing. It has no value. That just shows you the comparison that God is trying to draw out, that there's lots of things in life that we consider, well, this is valuable, you know, this is good. And God is saying, if you don't have love, then you have nothing. That's how great love is. Love is great. There's nothing greater than love. It's the most beneficial pursuit that we might have as Christians, is to love. Thirdly, as we look at the greatness of love, love is greater than the greatest knowledge. 13:2 again, if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge. We need to be praying that for our country right now. That God would give them the plans that come directly from God. That God would grant them that understanding, because those are things that we need today. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we all would understand everything of God's plan? Wouldn't it be awesome if we could understand the future and all the things that were coming in the future? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could know all the details and the important things of life? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be people that maybe would be considered like Solomon, which the Bible considers the wisest man that was on earth? Or wouldn't it be wonderful if we could have, you know, such knowledge that we all could be professors or teachers or philosophers, that we'd have all the answers to the world's problems, that we'd have all the answers to the world's needs. And that's what God's saying here. But if you don't have love, then you got nothing. It's no value. No value. If you don't have love, if you don't love people, it's no value. And as Christians, we really need to be reminded of that, because as Christians, God is saying that, you know, you can be doing all these wonderful things in life, but if you have love, don't have love, then it's of no value. Man, that kind of hurts. That kind of hits you right, you know, right in the spot. That what we consider as important and what is impressive doesn't impress God as much as love will impress Him. Fourthly, in the greatness of love, we see that love is greater than the greatest faith. The last part of verse 2, and it says, if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but didn't love others, I'd be nothing. What Christian doesn't want to have mountain-moving faith that you just speak the word and it's done? I wish I had that. I'd like to say to that wall, fall down, and the new building to stretch out, let it be there. Like, that would be cool, wouldn't it? Well, you'd probably think that I was real spiritual then. But God says you could have that faith that could actually move a mountain, or you could create something. But if you don't have love, you got nothing. There's no value. God would look at you and say, good for you. You've got nothing. You have no value. How terrible that would be. But that's what God is saying. That's the comparison that He's trying to draw. Who of us wouldn't want to be like an Abraham or an Isaac or a Moses or an apostle, or like to be like Peter and Paul, and they just walked by people and people were getting healed? And God says, but if you don't have love, you've got nothing. Nothing. You have no value to Him. The number 5, the greatness of love is shown by love being greater than the greatest charity. 1 Corinthians 3:3, if I gave everything I have to the poor. Charity, giving of our resources to help others, is a wonderful blessing. And there's people that do that in our world today, that they will all the resource, everything that they have, and they give it sometimes to needs. Unfortunately, sometimes we're seeing that they're giving it to wrong things. And what a tragedy that someone would work their whole life and have billions of dollars, and then they dedicate it to something that has nothing to do with human beings whatsoever. But what if people did do that? And there's people that have. We look at this nation of Canada. Canada is considered one of the best contributors to needs in the whole world. And per capita, we're pretty much right at the top. Canadian people. We're very generous. We're often amongst first responders to go out there. We're often giving monies to help other nations in their tragedies. And as we look to our community, we also see that we live in a community that is also very generous. And our community responds very well to needs that happen around here. But imagine if we went to that place that we give everything that we own just to help somebody. There's some people that have done that. And usually as we think of those people, we revere them. We think of them as somebody who is to be respected, somebody that is very special, someone that has blessed people. But again, God says, but if you do not have love, it's of no value. It's nothing. It's nothing. So you can see that He's drawing these huge comparisons. Things that we look at in life, that these things are good, these things are valuable, these things impress people. And God is saying, if you don't have love, I'm not impressed at all. Number 6, last one that we'll look at in the greatness of love, we see that love is greater than the greatest sacrifice. Verse 3 says, even sacrifice my body. I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. You know, when we look at that part of giving all that you have to the poor, or giving your life as a martyr, dying, usually that's associated with love. Like, greater love of no man than to lay down his life for a friend. Like, that's what love is about. But see, God is showing you that, well, sometimes people do those things. They go through emotion, but there's no love. Because he points out that, see, the real purpose of doing that was so they could boast. Look what I have done. Look how much money I've given. Look, I'm going to go to prison for this person. I'm going to die for this person. And they're only looking at it because they want to boast. Pride is a motivation. Boasting is a motivation. Me, I, is a motivation. And so even though those things are awesome and great, if it's not done because with love, then God says it's nothing. It has no value. No value to Him. So love is greater than the greatest sacrifice that we can imagine. Even the sacrifice of ourselves. See, God is looking for real love. God's expecting that from all of us. And when you look at this subject of love, you know, you should see that love indeed is the best for our lives. Love is something that is superior. Love is something that is greater than all the things that we hold dear, or all the things that seem important to us, or all the things that we think impress people. It doesn't impress God. Love impresses God. To God, love is supreme. Love is that basic of our Christian faith, but it's also an essential part of our faith. There's nothing more important than love for all of us. And maybe the Lord might be saying to us today, how's your love? Maybe the Lord's pointing out something to you, or maybe He's pointing out a person to you that, you know, maybe you kind of got upset with, or maybe you're mad at, and God's kind of reminding you that, you know, love makes the difference. Not your opinions, not your criticisms, but love will make the difference. You know, we just went through election here in Canada. Lots of crap comes out in elections. Shouldn't be allowed, but it does happen. Even as the candidates are running, they're trying to find all the dirty stuff to speak on each other. What if they all spoke about love? And spoke about, you know, you have a strong quality here. And spoke about those issues. We need love. There's nothing greater than love. Because love is greater than all of the languages of the world. Love is greater than all the spiritual gifts. Love is greater than all the knowledge of the world. Love is greater than the greatest faith. Love is greater than all the gifts of money that we can do. Love is greater than all the sacrifice that we can do. It's supreme. It's the champion. It's the highest goal. It's the most important quality that God wants to see in us. You might want to ask, well, why would God want that? Why is love so important? Well, we need to remember that God is love. God has, in His nature, is love. And then as Christians, when we become Christians, we're a new creature. We have a new nature that's supposed to be inside of us, and we're supposed to be showing the love of God coming out to us, because more and more of God is coming into us, and as more and more of God's nature comes in us, then love is going to be shown to others. And that's why love's so important, because God is love. It's our basic foundation, it's an essential, and yet it's the highest elevation of our faith, because it is the nature of God. I close with 1 John 4:7-8. It says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. And anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. See, it's His nature. And as Christians, you're to portray that very same nature. That nature of Christ as He comes inside of you is then to be expressed through you as you have more and more of that nature. I think we need to be welcoming more and more of Him in our lives. I want more of Him in our lives. If I was to encourage you in any area of your life, I would say, friends, get close to God and don't stop getting close to God. So many in our world today and Christianity, they're getting to that place and say, well, I got enough of God. I got enough. I don't need more. You know, like, don't be preaching about you need to get more from God. Like, I got enough. I'm going to make it to heaven. And I want more of Him. I want more of His nature. in me. That means I'm going to continue to keep growing. Till the day that I die, I'm going to keep on growing because I want more and more of that nature of God to be in me and to flow through me out towards others. And that's God's desire for you too. That's to grow. Get more and more of Him. And as you get more and more of Him, you'll get more and more of love. So this morning, I just believe God wants to remind us about love. And I believe that maybe He might be pointing out some things in our lives. Maybe there's some attitudes that need to change. Maybe we've been speaking some wrong words. You know, and it's always easy to say the things that are wrong, right? We all do that. It's like so natural. You just get that you just start speaking it out and you got to stop yourself. Oh, no, that now let's focus with love. Can I say words? What can I say in love? Does it say, can I say the same thing I just said with love? And so I think God just wants to point out to us, love, so important. We need to love our communities. We need to love the people that are around us. God placed us right here in this community. We're to love this community. Wherever God has placed you, you're to love those people that are around you. He doesn't give you an option or an opinion to say, well, you know, I don't care for those group or that group there. No, you're to love them. Wherever He's placed you, start loving those people that are around you. And that's what's going to touch them. That's what's going to bring them into Christ. That's what's going to bring them to that place where they're going to experience more and more of God. Because I want more of the nature of Christ in me. And I want more of that nature burning out all the stuff of me and my attitudes and my thoughts and my opinions. No one's interested in them anyway. Did you ever find that? People don't care about your opinions and attitudes anyway. You can Facebook it all you want. They don't really care. Love. Everyone cares about love. That's the thing that'll change everything, every situation, every circumstance. So as we close here, I'm going to ask the musicians just come back to the instruments. And let's just take a moment as they do just to think about love. Lord, is there anything I need to change in this area of love? Any person, Lord, that I need to change my attitude towards? Sometimes that can be a stickler. God might point out something there. Is my love the same as what the Bible says is love? Love is patient. Love is kind. All those words. Is that what our love is? It's more than a feeling. It's an action. It's a nature. Something that comes from God Himself that becomes in me where I become a new creation. A new creature in Christ that I have to put on a new nature. And it's a nature of love. So Lord Jesus, we would ask today that You would help us to put on this nature of love. More and more and more. And Lord, as we face things that maybe, Lord, sometimes can just upset us or turn us the wrong way, God, I just pray that Your love will just begin to flow through us, through our words that we speak, through our responses that we do, that Lord, that we would have the nature of God in our lives, and that we would love, 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 love. Because the best quality, according to Your word, is love. So God, we're just going to ask that You would help us in this whole area of love. God, I'd also want to speak, Lord, to areas where people have received the wrong kind of love. There's been an abusive kind of love that they've received. And Lord Jesus, for any kind of love that has not been Your love, I just want to pray, God, a healing to come over people today, Lord, where they've experienced the wrong kind of love, that today would be the day they experience the right kind of love, a love that comes directly from You. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray that the love of heaven would just come down to this place, down into our hearts, down into our beings, into our own natures today. And that, Lord, that all those other kinds of love that are wrong, Lord, will just be taken out, be pushed aside. That the love of God will just begin to fill us and overflow us and heal us and encourage us and strengthen us today. And Lord, I pray as we leave this place that, Lord, we'll be motivated by love. And that, Lord, as we think of all the things that can be considered as impressive. All the things of this world don't impress you at all. But love does. Love does. God, help us to be those kinds of people that, Lord, when you would look down at us and there you would say, yeah, that's my son. That's my daughter. See the love? It's the same love that I have that's in them. It's a signature that they are mine. It's my bloodline that is flowing in them, that they're loving as I call them to love. Thank you, Lord. Father, just bless your sons and daughters in this place today, God. Sometimes we don't realize that, Lord, that's who we are. We're your sons and daughters. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.